Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
As a fan, like, we need to hear something from Cohen, like, because the thing that he connected so deeply, as because he's a fan, and as much as he's a billionaire, none of us are necessarily in that echelon, we connected with that level of fandom he is, and I think we need to hear, he doesn't need to blast the team, but we need to hear from him now. Like, I just feel like he's kind of like being really silent. I think it would go a long way for him to like put some statements out there.
I was talking about this with JJ at SNY, where he referenced, you know, we need one of those missives that, you know, George Steinbrenner used to fire out there, where Mike and the dog would play the missive. Man, I love nothing more than that. The Mets need a little tweet from Steve Cohen. They need some kind of something to figure out where he's at.
Yeah, because passion is frustration, is passion, good times. I mean, it's all related. So I just feel like he's being tested here now too. So he doesn't have to like eviscerate these players, but I think there's a way to do it that reiterates that connection to the fans and the passion to want to win. So
right,
I hope to hear something.
Yeah, I'm with you, Chris, and good luck out there in LA. We appreciate you taking the time to give us a call. I'd love to hear something from him. You want, as a fan, of whatever team it is, and that's why I thought it was the greatest thing with the Yankees, where Steinbrenner would give that missive. And then we were taking it a step further. We were having this conversation with Eamon, McEnany, and JJ, as I said, at SNY a few hours ago. Imagine if Steinbrenner were on Twitter. Oh, my God. How many managers would he hire and fire on Twitter in the span of a game? I've just fired Lou Piniella. All right, I've rehired him for the fifth inning. Like, think about that, where you can react instantly on Twitter. Send this message to Piniella. You react instantly. Steinbrenner would flip out. It would be great entertainment, as he was great entertainment anyway. But those missives were one of my favorite things about Mike and the Mad Dog Show. We are in need of a Steve Cohen missive. Or a tweet. You know, Cohen has taken to Twitter. But you know what he's going to say. He can't say what he's really thinking. I mean, I guess he could say that. He's the owner. He can say whatever he wants. He's not going to. He has shown patience, discipline, and understanding as he's still learning here. Now, maybe at some point that boils over, and instead of seeing understanding or patience, you see frustration. That's what's really in there. Eventually, it comes out. I expect the team to be better than this. I trust and hope that they will pick it up. I believe Buck is the right guy to lead this thing. But we need to start seeing the results. That's the kind of thing that we need. I want to have somebody, and who better than King Cohen, somebody put the pressure on this team. Hold them accountable and let them know this isn't good enough. Not, oh, we're a good team. Yeah, you're getting paid a lot of money. Oh, it's a good team. It's okay. You know, we lost, so whatever, we'll be all right. No. It's not okay.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.